This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 30th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. A great deal of public debate now focuses on how police do their jobs. Arming police with body cameras could give the public and police chiefs a better view of how officers handle conflict. But there are many other issues that need to be worked out before body cameras are deployed too widely. Matthew Feeney is author of the new Cato report, Watching the Watchman. We spoke yesterday.
There has been widespread coverage of numerous incidents of police misconduct, and I think that the public is more and more interested to know how the police who are tasked to protect their rights behave. And body cameras offer a way to do this, and it's not a surprise that they enjoy widespread support, whether it's by racial or political demographic.
How do cops generally feel about them?
So I think it's fair to say that many cops are in favor of body cameras because, as I've said before, only bad cops, I think, should be worried about body cameras. Body camera footage that has gone out into the public has highlighted very poor behavior on the side of police, but it's also highlighted really good behavior, and I think that's something police know and welcome.
I'm thinking of examples where the footage provides a piece of evidence that, lacking context, creates a lot of outrage that may not be well-founded.
Sure. So I think an example from this year happened in Palestine, Texas, where officers shot a robbery suspect. They were escorting him out of a restaurant. He pulled a BB gun out of his waistband, and he was shot. And without context, you might see this man's body and see, you know, many, many bullet wounds. But given that both the officers were wearing body cameras, it was possible to see the footage and see that actually the officers did behave appropriately.
There are many cases when police officers are either because of an invitation or because of sort of the immediacy of the situation that they essentially would be with cameras on gathering footage of someone's private residence in a way that may be embarrassing to people or pose other problems for people who live in the home or don't live in the home.
So that's absolutely right, and it's not a surprise that privacy is an overwhelming concern. While we might be in search for more transparency and accountability within police officers, no one wants anyone who's a victim of crime to feel worried about calling the police because the camera will film the inside of their home. And that's why I think a good approach to this is to make sure that footage that is captured inside someone's home is not cannot be the subject of public record requests, but it can be accessed by subjects of the footage and those subjects' attorneys so that if misconduct does occur, that it can still be investigated.
Body cameras may be a useful tool. What about some sort of top-down mandate that these kinds of devices be implemented broadly?
Yes. Well, given America's federalist system, there can't be a federal top-down approach to this. Law enforcement is handled by the states. There are about 18,000 law enforcement agencies in the country. But that hasn't stopped the Department of Justice from offering grants to police departments that implement body camera policies. However, I'm skeptical of this approach. And to highlight why, I think it's useful to use an example from Los Angeles. The LAPD was awarded $1 million by the Department of Justice, despite the fact that it has very poor body camera policies in place. One of the policies that the LAPD has is that it requires that police officers involved in a use of force incident view the body camera footage before making a statement. So I think if there is going to be some sort of top-down approach to body cameras, we need to make sure that money and grants is conditional on policies that protect privacy and increase accountability.
This speaks to a larger problem of policing when police are involved in high-stakes incidents, mm-hmm. that they have a whole lot of protections, quite often, not always, of they don't have to make a statement until they view footage. They have so many days to make a statement. That's not really what body cameras are dealing with specifically.
No, I think when the public are asked about their opinions on body cameras, a lot of them think that body cameras are good because they're going to get a good view as to how police officers behave. And also, I think, hope that the footage can be used to hold police officers accountable. But like all technology, body cameras are morally neutral. They're only made good or bad by the rules. And if the rules are skewed in favor of making sure that police officers are not held accountable, then we should be very skeptical of those policies.
What evidence is there that body cameras, because cops know that they're being filmed or that they're filming and the interactions that they're having with people are being filmed, what evidence is there that that would change police behavior?
So the literature on this is comparatively limited, but I think it's encouraging. There's been studies done in Rialto, California, as well as Mesa, Arizona. And what you do see is that the introduction of body cameras is followed by a reduction in use of force incidents and complaints against the police. And of course, there's a classic correlational causation problem here, but it shouldn't be surprising that people perhaps have an incentive to behave better when they know that they're being filmed. And more crucially, I think it's important to point out that all of the research that's been done on body cameras, I don't think gives us any reason not to use them. The results have only been encouraging.
What do you suspect will be ultimately the policy regarding cops who manage to turn their cameras off or fiddle with footage after the fact?
Well, I think that officers who should have the cameras on, who do not have them on, I think have to be the subject of very severe disciplinary consequences. I think a good body camera policy will have very, very severe consequences for officers that don't turn them on. It's not good enough for officers to be given these pieces of equipment and for them to break or to turn off unexpectedly. I think there need to be very strong policies in place to protect that from happening.
Matthew Feeney is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can download your copy of Watching the Watchman at cato.org.